This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. More transcripts are being released in the U.S. impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Defense Department official Laura Cooper testified on the day Republicans tried to disrupt her closed-door deposition.
We're going to go and see if we can get inside. So
Cooper said the view was unanimous among national security officials. The White House should not stop military aid to Ukraine, and they were trying to engage President Trump on this. U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker later told Cooper there was a statement the Ukraine government could make to get security money flowing. The House investigation involves whether President Trump pushed Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and Democrats while the administration was withholding military funds for Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Turkey is moving forward with plans to deport captured Islamic State fighters to the West. Matthew Laratonda reports.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan is following through on a promise to start deporting captured Islamic State fighters back to their home countries, mostly in Europe and the United States. Turkish media is reporting that an American jihadist and a German have been expelled and will follow with more. Turkey eventually plans to get rid of about 2,500 militants. Many were previously held by Kurdish forces before the Turkish offensive forced the Kurds out. It's not yet clear where the prisoners are being transported or how the Western countries are reacting. Several have previously refused to take back the militants and have even revoked their citizenship.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Tens of thousands of people answered the call of nationalist groups in Poland on Monday, marching in Warsaw to mark the country's Independence Day. The Independence Day march has been growing in size since the nationalist Law and Justice Party came to power in 2015. It won a second term last month with 44% of the vote. This is VOA News. Researchers have found encouraging declines in cholesterol levels in the United States. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
In a study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers looked at records for 32,000 adults between 2005 and 2016. Among people taking cholesterol medication, the average level of LDL, what's known as bad cholesterol, dropped 21 points over the study period. Levels of total cholesterol and triglycerides also decreased. The study also found an uptick in statin use by people with diabetes over the study period, from less than half to over 60%. But doctors involved with the study cautioned that other high-risk groups aren't seeing an increase in treatment, and that many Americans don't know if they even have a cholesterol problem. Jennifer King, Washington.
Authorities in Australia's New South Wales and Queensland states have declared a state of emergency as the country's eastern region prepares for catastrophic fire conditions. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Authorities in Australia have declared a state of emergency in New South Wales and Queensland as the country continues to grapple with catastrophic bushfires. On Monday, New South Wales' Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, urged residents in areas at risk to evacuate. Unprecedented hot and windy conditions are expected on Tuesday, which it's feared will fan the fires already burning. Among the places authorities say is under catastrophic fire danger on Tuesday is Sydney.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Three bombs have exploded in northeast Syria, leaving at least six people dead. The explosions happened Monday in the town of Qamishli, which is largely controlled by Kurdish fighters. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said two car bombs and an explosives-rigged motorcycle blew up in a busy market, wounding an additional 22 people. Northern Syria has been hit by several explosions over the past month. Kurdish leaders say Islamic State sleeper cells continue to operate in the region. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for Monday's bombings. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet President Donald Trump, a meeting some consider an opportunity to reset relations that have been strained over numerous policy differences. Turkey's military operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia, known as the YPG, is expected to top the agenda. Congress is threatening widespread sanctions against Turkey for its military operations against the Kurds. Some of the sanctions target Erdogan personally. And in a highly unusual move, the tiny West African nation of Gambia on Monday filed a lawsuit against Myanmar, accusing it of perpetrating a genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims, which forced hundreds of thousands to flee the Asian nation. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.